He's talking to the Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss stealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Suck it up, look up.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time.
Holy Hannigan's down.
Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. Episode 108 of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening via BradGilmoreShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Podbean app, on Pod, wherever you're listening to it, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the show. I just hit record on this podcast today with no plan. I have no idea where I'm taking the show today, but I'm just going to go right along and do it. You've noticed the last few weeks have been some archived episodes of the show, and that's because, you know, the show started off as a talk show for hip-hop musicians, right? And essentially, you know, I mean, in the city of Houston, there's an interesting dynamic here, because we had, at the time that we started the show, 2011, a very strong pool of Houston hip-hop underground talent. I mean, you look at the podcast, people we've had on from Doe Beezy to Roosh Williams to Kyle Hubbard to Jedi Master to Hollywood Floss to Rob Gillette to, I mean, just a plethora of guests that we've had on the show. And you know, people centered around the hip-hop world, such as, you know, some R&B singers, Brian Angel, Lelon, Jack Freeman, journalists like Brandon Caldwell on the show. And it was fun. It still is fun to talk to some of these guys. And I know between me, Motai Peaches, and Ashley Imani, we've talked to a lot of them. Ray P, MC Beezy, Propane, Less. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And Stocks, of course, Stocks. Can't forget Stocks. But what I figured out now is that it seems as though the scene, the underground hip-hop scene, has changed. It's not the same thing it was when we started the show in 2011, or even when I started on Spectrum Radio in 2010. It's completely different. It's a whole different world now. I mean, the underground isn't there. I mean, it's there. It's always going to be there. But I feel like we had a real underground renaissance there for a while, to where, I mean, there were so many top talent level people, you know, putting out quality projects all the time. And you still have these guys. You still have the Roosh's, the Doe Beezy's, the Kyle Hubbard's, and more. But I just feel like it's fizzled a little bit. You know, I mean, the 2-liter Coke bottle has been open for a while, and now a little bit of the fizz has gone out. The bubbles aren't bubbling anymore. The carbonation is gone a little bit. And I don't know. I feel maybe it's because I've also been involved with wrestling for the past 2 years and have really focused on sports entertainment and doing radio. But even 2011, you know, I mean, we're not even in a hip hop lane anymore, and that's not even the lane we're looking toward. And I don't know if that's because we feel like that's not the lane for us, or is that lane slowly diminishing? Is it diminishing? I mean, I don't know, because I just don't feel like I used to wait for some of these guys to put out songs, so I couldn't wait to hear them. I mean, my iPod was full of Fat Tony and Blackie and Gorilla Foco Clan and Doe Beezy and all these guys and Thoroughgood Wordsmith and Hollywood Floss. And I still listen to that music that I downloaded back in 2011 today. But I used to wait for these songs to come out. And now I feel that, like, it's just another song coming out. Have I lost it? Have I lost my enthusiasm for the Houston hip-hop scene? Or has the Houston hip-hop scene lost some of its enthusiasm? And I don't know. I really don't. And I'm using this Brad Gilmore show as a platform to try to figure it out. Because, like I said, I have no clue, guys. I really don't know. I don't. And I wish it was the same, though. I wish it was what it was all those years ago, especially, you know, when 2011 was playing like three shows a week. I remember my senior year in high school, 2011, we would have shows, 5-6 shows, I feel like, every couple weeks. You know, I mean, we had a week to where literally we went to school Monday, had a show at Mango's Tuesday, had school Wednesday, had to leave to go to Austin as soon as school was over to play a show in Austin that night, come back Thursday for a show at the Mink, Friday had a show at our high school, and then Saturday topped it off with like a show out in Katy. I mean, it was like one of those things to where the abundance of shows were a lot easier to have, you know? I mean, I don't even think there's like a lot of underground hip-hop shows going anymore. I mean, there was, for a while, there was the Turning Heads Showcase, which was the Turning Heads guys with the Purple Bastard and Renzo and John Black and Insane and all those guys. And that's where, you know, I first met Kyle Hubbard, was 2011, played a show at Mango's with Niku. And we were playing that, and I met Kyle Hubbard. And that's, you know, you've heard Kyle Hubbard talk about wrestling a million times on the show, as well as hip-hop. But, you know, I mean, there was that showcase. There was One Mic. How could I forget One Mic? 2011, we played like 3 One Mic shows. And, you know, 2 of them were at Warehouse Live. One of them was at it was the Engine Room, but then they changed the name of it to like Ground Hall. The Ground Hall? Is that what it was called? Something like that. I remember that show was interesting too, because we had a show earlier that night at the Mink. And then we had to go down to the Ground Hall or wherever. I don't even remember. I really don't remember, guys. It goes by so quickly. Hold on, I'm pulling this up here. What was the name of that place? Ground Hall. Yeah, it was the Ground Hall. You know, I mean, it was just incredible, the amount of shows that we played and everything we did. I'm looking at a list of shows that we would play, and, you know, like literally, like check this out. Like March 19th, Ava Center. 24th, Parrish in Austin. 26th, Mango's. 23rd, Balcony Bar. 20th, I skipped some. 23rd, Balcony Bar. I mean, then June 2nd, The Mink. June 3rd, Balcony Bar. June 12th, Mill Outdoor Theater. June 25th, The Mink. June 30th, Mangoes. July 9th, The Eastern in Austin. I mean, but it's not just because we were playing. You know what I mean? It's not just because we had shows to play all the time. It was because there was an abundance of talent and people who were recognizing that talent and putting them on their shows. And I even had the concert series, Speak Concert Series, which ran 9 shows. I mean, it was for underground hip-hop, from Walters on Washington to Mango's all the way into Knack Productions Warehouse. I mean, but and even at Fitzgerald's. And there was just an abundance of shows, and I don't feel like it's there anymore. I don't feel like it's there anymore. And which is why I've almost strayed away from hip-hop subjects on the show, honestly. Because what's there to talk about anymore? There's amazing music being put out on the mainstream. You have guys like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar who are constantly killing it. We're looking forward to new Jay-Z or new Kanye. I mean, they're never going to go away. I know Dom Kennedy just dropped an album, which I heard is amazing. But I just don't feel like on a Houston level, and it, you know, it could be 100% me. It really could. It could just be I haven't been involved with the scene lately, and therefore I don't feel like it exists as much as it used to. And that could just be 100% me. But at the same time, it was something I look forward to all the time. I mean, going out to, I remember like my routine would be go to college, get out, go to Soul Purpose, hang out with Sean from Soul Purpose, see who was there. Probably Eve was going to be there, or Thorogood, and we chat for a little while, then go over to Avant Garden, which they still do those shows at Avant Garden. Let me see. Boom. But it's just it was the cycle, you know. Holler at Candlestick, holler at OG Ron. Hey OG, you want to come on my show? Cool, boom. Go to Local Live Houston, meet up with Peaches. We do the show, but I just don't feel like it's that that's there anymore. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm rambling on about nothing here. I just wish it was the same, but I want to get back. I want to get some more guys on the show. I know Roosh Williams just dropped a new album, Unorthodox, a couple months ago. It was number 40 overall on the iTunes hip hop chart. Number 40, an independent artist from Houston. I know 2011, I mean, we dropped a song, Dance Floor to the Sun, which is still out now on iTunes. Make sure you go get that. But the day that we dropped it, boom, it's right there on the news, CW39. Shout out to Kai Meyer. But even that was some months ago, you know? So, I mean, I just don't know. I'm going to get off this rant. I've been going too long about it. I just want the hip-hop scene to feel like it used to. And then I even saw yesterday on Twitter, I won't name any names, but people going back and forth, you know, yelling at each other, blah, 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 whatever. You know, like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you too, sucker. It's like, really, guys? Really? We're going to do that today? Right in 2015, we're still doing this? Halfway through 2015, we're still doing this? We're going at each other on Twitter? I haven't been in many Twitter battles. I've been in some Twitter altercations. Some people have gotten Twitter tight with me. I just think that it's kind of played out, you know? And I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid. And you know what else I think is stupid? People making these Caitlyn Jenner jokes. Okay, I get it that Bruce Jenner is now a woman. Okay? He is no longer a he. He is a she. And her name is Caitlyn Jenner. And it's strange to people. People don't understand it. And I understand that. I mean, because it's weird. I mean, you know, I talk to people who knew Bruce Jenner as the Olympian and you know, guys who looked up to Bruce Jenner as an athlete, you know? And I'm sure to them it's weird to see their childhood hero be a woman now, and her name be Caitlyn. And I get it, but we don't need to make fun of Caitlyn Jenner because this is her choice. This is what who she wants to be, and this is what she is. And to make these jokes, I saw some memes on Instagram of when you know North and her cousins looking like crazy and saying like when Grandpa Caitlyn walks in the room, and I'm like, guys, really? And these are people who are established personalities on Twitter and Instagram and whatnot, and they're wasting their time taking a cheap joke at Caitlyn Jenner because she used to be a man, and I really find it to be emotionally immature. Immature all around. I find it to be ignorant too. People who make comments about someone for who they want to be. You know, I'm never going to judge someone by who they want to be. If they want to be a woman, they're a woman. If they're black, white, brown, Puerto Rican, Asian, I don't care. If they're gay, straight, bisexual, hermaphrodite, you know, a necrophiliac. Well, maybe not that last one, but whoever you want to be, I'm fine with it. You know, I mean, I'm me, you're you. We're different people. We might think differently about things when it comes to politics or whatever, or who's the better basketball player or who's the better rapper, but we don't need to sit here and say to each other mean jokes that might hurt people's feelings. And to me, I'm a jokester. I mean, I love comedy, and I think everything should be made fun of, but I think some things are in poor taste when the joke's not funny. You know, I read this book recently about the late night war between Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien when Jay was the host of The Tonight Show, and they announced, I think, in like 2005 that in 4 years, Jay Leno would step down as host of The Tonight Show, and Conan O'Brien, the host of Late Night, would take over The Tonight Show following Jay Leno. And then, you know, the whole thing was going down, and Jay Leno, you know, NBC was trying to find a way to keep Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, so they pitched this idea of, what if Jay Leno did a primetime talk show, late night talk show? similar format to the Tonight Show, he'd be the lead-in for Conan. And then when this started happening, you know, people thought Jay Leno was kind of, he wasn't stepping out of the light like he should have. He should have let Conan just have his spot. But NBC didn't want Jay Leno to go to ABC with Kimmel or he probably wouldn't go to CBS, but go to Fox and start a competing franchise with the Tonight Show. So this was their idea of, this is how we keep two giants under. Anyway, I'm telling the story to say, whenever, you know, the ratings started falling for Leno, and then then Conan had low ratings, and they wanted to put Leno back on the Tonight Show, all these jokes were flying at Jay Leno from Kimmel, from Letterman, from Conan, from, you know, Craig Ferguson, I mean, whomever was on late night at the time. And they were all throwing jabs at Jay. And Jay, to his credit, never took anything personally if it was funny. Now, if it wasn't funny, then it was personal, and I think it was over the line. And that's how I feel. Like, to me, you can make jokes about anything, and it's okay as long as it's funny. As long as it's funny, period. But to make fun of somebody about their choice of gender and to say that their grandchildren are looking at them strange now that grandpa is a grandma, it's to me, it's insensitive, it's over the line, it's immature, it's not funny. I don't find it funny. Now, if you had a creative way of saying something and maybe something that struck me as a, you know, a chuckle, I do a little chuckle, then I'm cool with it. Then we don't have an issue. We don't have an issue at all. But if it's not funny, it's not funny. Guys, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I'm rambling. I'm going on and on about an array of topics. I just wanted to kind of check in, talk to y'all for a minute. I mean, this isn't going to be a full Brad Gilmore show, but I do want to let everyone know that there's a new block of programming when it comes to podcasting and Brad Gilmore. Now, Saturdays are going to be heated conversations with Booker T on Sports Radio 610 AM here in Houston, and it's at 7 p.m. Central Time to 8 p.m. Central Time. As soon as the show goes off the air, you can get the podcast of Heated Conversations with Booker T and myself on Play.it, CBS Radio's national podcast platform, Play.it, or you can get it on iTunes. Just go subscribe to the podcast to get a new episode. That's on Saturdays. On Sundays, we have Back to the Future, the podcast, which is doing really well. Thank you for everyone who continues to check out Back to the Future, the podcast. We just had Jeffrey Weissman this past Sunday on the show. We have an interesting show coming up for you this Sunday. We're wrapping up season one of Back to the Future, the podcast. And, I mean, it's been an incredible ride thus far. Also, on Mondays will be the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. And I might just vent to y'all for a few weeks like this, getting things off my chest, trying to figure out life here. Because I have a lot of things and opportunities that have crossed my desk over the last few weeks and ideas. And I'm just trying to find out what's the best thing for me to do and what do I really want to do in life. I feel like I know what I want to do, but I have goals and I have dreams. And it's interesting because goals and dreams are two different things. Completely and entirely. So I'm trying to figure that out, guys. So I might vent to y'all for a few weeks. So maybe y'all could help me out. Tweet me at Brad Gilmore with any ideas you have of what you think I should be. And try not to say anything offensive. Unless it's funny, then I'm okay with it. Anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to put a bow on this bad boy. Make sure you check out all the shows, though, all the time here on Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, Back to the Future, the podcast, or Heated Conversations with Booker T and myself on Play It and on Sports Radio 610. I'm on the radio, guys. And I'm on television, by the way. Reality Wrestling returns June 20th with live television tapings from the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex with Summer Showdown, follow-up to Comic Palooza. If you weren't there at Comic Palooza, it was an amazing time. We talk about it on the last episode of Heated Conversations with Dean Ambrose, who I see as the world champion in my eyes. Dean Ambrose is on the podcast, so check that out. But yeah, June 20th, tickets are available for Summer Showdown at realityofwrestling.com. And make sure you check out the Reality Wrestling television show every Saturday night on the Cube, 1 a.m. Set your DVRs. And if you miss the episodes, they come on YouTube the few days after, I think that following Monday. So there's a way for everyone to check out Reality Wrestling, Heated Conversations, Back to the Future, the podcast, The Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, and 2011. Speaking of 2011, let's have T.E. play us out with this song that I mentioned earlier, Dance Floor to the Sun, off our upcoming EP, Second Sun, which is due out this summer. breaking news. All right, guys, until next time, this is Brad Gilmore with the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, saying, dear. Peace.
I wanna do. Damn, girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah, girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go.
But I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You not trying to fall in love, get luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl? When you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl, something like Beyonce. Ring, girl, something like Beyonce. One day, maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Tryna say the world, why clef on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick old ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head. And we can think about the greatest day.
So let's go.